Federal and state officials are touring farms across the state to assess the extent of this summer's severe drought. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
At the Hemlock Haven Christmas Tree Farm in Sandy Creek, frail, burnt orange pine trees stand out in sharp contrast to their green neighbors.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Owner and operator Michelle Forsyth is surveying the devastation with New York State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball, State Senator Patty Ritchie, and representatives from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Forsyth says with combined drought and sustained heat this summer, she's lost more than 10% of the trees on her farm. Ritchie says it's a story that is all too common.
Doesn't really matter at this point what type of farmer you are. They're seeing real devastating effects from the drought across the board.
The federal government recently declared Oswego County and 23 other counties in New York State as a natural disaster area. Commissioner Ball says his office is now helping farmers across the state connect with the resources that come along with that declaration.
There's some low-interest loans for people to help get through the year, but there's also some funding available to help develop water resources on the farm.
And Ritchie says the New York State Legislature plans to add other financial assistance for farmers into next year's budget. In Sandy Creek, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.